Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Guy Ophir, CEO of Easy Energy. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ESYE. Thanks for joining us today, Guy.
Thank you.
Great. Now, the company recently announced the first sale of the Yogen charger and the exclusive distribution rights for the UK and Ireland. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, we signed 3 days, 4 days ago, contract with an Irish company for the distribution of 150,000 units from our first product, the Yogen. And they also made a PO, purchase order, with the signing contract. And the purchase order was for 1,000 units. This is the first PO. And then every PO that they are going to make will be for not less than 10,000 Yogen each order. So we are expecting that in a year 2009 and 10 together, they will purchase something like in dollars, something like between $4 to $4.5 million.
Great, and talk about some of the trends of the market and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
At the moment, the company is financing by myself. I'm the CEO who also give the finance to the company. But the good things with the contract that we signed with the Irish company is that they are giving us in advance the money in each purchase order that they are going to make. So this also will give us a good financial capital for all our manufacturing.
Great. And in terms of what differentiates Easy Energy from other players in your sector?
Yes, the difference is that we are the only company that are making chargers for laptops, mobile phones, and other small electronic devices. And we are not depending in any kind of we are not depending on anything. We are depending. The patent of our device is that you are using your hand and your leg to maintain electricity and power in order to charge mobile phones, laptops, and small electronic devices. Other devices, you need to use batteries or the sun. So you need to have another issue in order to make charging. We are not depending on anything.
Right. So, yeah, explain to us the technology. It's a string. You pull a string and you use your foot also for the charge.
How we charge?
You said, you know, explain to us the way that technology works. You said you don't rely on the sun and you pull a string or?
You just, for example, to charge your mobile phone, you just need to connect our device to your phone with a special connector that we are supplying as well. And then you just need to make pulling, and by, you know, minutes of pulling, you are charging your phone from zero to full.
Great, yeah, like the old rate.
In the laptops, point of view, it's not by pulling, but it's you're using your leg. You are pumping with your leg minutes, and by pumping with your legs, you are charging your laptop.
Great. And so talk a little bit about the company's growth. Is it primarily organic, or will you look for some M&A activities?
At the moment, we started 2 weeks ago the production. So this is, you know, it's after 2 years of development to start the production and start selling. This is the, let's say, the main, this is history for the company. And we are looking now, after we supply the first order, we are looking to sign more, at least more 3-4 contracts with big distributors in Spain and Portugal, in United States, and in Africa. So this will be, we will concentrate not only in the European market, but we will concentrate on the African market, which is very big market for our company, and in the Middle East, that we already signed the contract, and we're just waiting for the first PO from the Middle East, because we signed the contract 1 year ago, and now we are renewing the contract and getting a PO from our Middle East distributor. So the main, we are concentrating, let's say, we can say that we are concentrating the main market volume in the Middle East and African market for our devices. It will be, for example, in the United States and in Europe, our device is can be, you know, help like emergency for emergency, because if you are going to a trip or going by train and you lost your battery in your phone or in your electronic devices, you are using, you can use our charger for emergency. In countries like Africa and Middle East countries, this is a necessity, which means that they need, because they don't have electricity in some places, you cannot find electricity, they can use our device in order to make even business, because today you are making business for phones and they don't have electricity to charge the phones. They are using today cars, you know the battery of the cars to charge phones. So this is why we find a huge market for our device in the African and Middle East countries.
Certainly, and can you walk us through your background and experience, Guy, as well as that of the key management team at EZN?
Yeah, my experience, I'm an advocate, an Israeli advocate, that collaborate Alexander Sromin, which is the one that who is the one who invent the Yorgin and the technology. And together, me and him, I invest the money and finance the company to reach, you know, that point that we are reaching, that we are staying today. And he's the one who developed the technology into real products that we can sell. And today we are using another manufacturing or production manager that has a lot of experience in production, especially in China, and his name is Nir Weinstein, and he's the one who also made in the past more than 6 million pieces of chargers, different from our chargers, for Energizer. It's a small charger with that using battery, so he has a lot of experience in manufacturing. Alex Roming, our inventor, is Russian, originally from Russia. He has a lot of experience in inventing products to the Israeli military company and to other companies. And he has a lot of experience in inventing technology. And we are very lucky to have this guy in our company. So mainly, I am in the finance side, and he is in the development side, and in the inventing side, and we have also the production manager that with a lot of experience that together the three of us compose the management of the company.
Great. And what specific milestones and objectives have you set for the company over the next year?
The next year, to reach at least a turnover of $10 million and selling more than 1 million pieces of the Yorgin, and to also start the selling of the Yorgin Max, which is the laptop chargers, and to complete also the development of our Yorgin Bat. This is the, I call it the product of our company, because this is to minimize the Yorgin into very, very small, that it will fit inside every mobile phone, and then to sell the technology to the mobile phone companies. But it will take time until we can finalize this, because of financial capability. If we will have the finance that we need, then we can do it shortly. If not, we will do it in the next stage. So basically, this is what I'm seeing for the first year.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you believe that investors understand the direction of the company?
I believe yes. I believe the investor understand, and they know. At the beginning, they didn't see any activity, but now when they will see selling and selling and selling and manufacturing and selling, and then another product will be released to the market, then they will see that it's not a balloon company, but it's a real company that have an inventor and have a product and make the selling. This is the important thing, to have profit. If we'll be profitable, the investor will understand.
Great. Yeah, good answer. And once again, joining us today is Guy Ophir, CEO of Easy Energy. And once again, company trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is ESYE. And the company just announced the first sale of the Yogen charger. And before we conclude, Guy, what are some of the key reasons why Easy Energy represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Can you repeat? I didn't hear.
Sure. Why does the company? Why is the company a good long-term investment to potential investors?
At the moment, we are in a very low price of our share, and this is, you know, without this is the first time that we start the production, and we start selling, and you know, without profit, we are in the stage that we are today, so. I believe in any assumption and any fact even that in the next year when the balance sheet of our company will show a profit of few million dollars, then the price share will not be 0.07 per cent per dollar per share, but it will be maybe 70 cents per share.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you very much.